Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marvin Imam Rasi Sheyichyu. The schus Moshe Yudim Peshadina, Ryan Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, Chayo Chevet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Shai Ben Leah, Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida, and it's based in the Torah of Marv Rabbi, Agon HaGadol Muflag HaMuflag, Goyen Reb David Manzitzal, Parshas Vayelech, V'hoya Ki Simtzen Oseros, Rabois V'tzorois, V'onsa Ashir Azos L'fanav L'eid, Ki Lois Yishochach Mipizaro, Ki Yadati Es Yitzro, Ashir Ose Hayom, B'terem Avienu El Ha'oretz Asher Nishbati. And when he is found in the Jewish people by many evils, Ros Rabos, V'tzoros, and Tzoros, and then this Shira, meaning Shiras Hazina, will be a test, a witness in front of him, because it will not be forgotten from his seed, because I know his Yetzer that he's doing today before I bring him to the land that I swore to him. So the Pasuk is basically saying that the Jewish people are going to have a lot of Tzaras, and this Shira is going to be an aid. And you're always going to remember this Shira. Hazina tells you that since you misbehaved, you followed the Avodah Zarah. So Mamela, there's going to be a punishment. There are consequences for your deeds. And I already know this in advance of me bringing them to the about the Yetzer of the Jews before I bring them into the land that I swore to him. In the Gemara in Chagige and of Heyamar Aleph, it says, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, ki avamati lahai kro. When Rabbi Yochanan would reach this pasuk, he would cry, Bochi. Why would he cry? Because it says, V'haya ki simsen oise rois rabois vitzoros. When he is found by these, when many evils and troubles are come upon him. So, Eved Sherabo Mamtzilo Ros Vitzoros, Takana Yeshlo. You have an Eved whose master brings upon him Ros, evils, Vitzoros, troubles. Does he have any remedy? It's finished. Adkan Midivre Hagemora Ayin Sham. So now, Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, we will present a few kashas on our sugya. Kriyakor here, and the Rif and the Yankif ask, why does Rabbi Yochanan wait until this pasuk to cry? You want to cry, Rabbi Yochanan? I have a better pasuk for you, an earlier pasuk. This is 31:21. I have 31:17. V'chora api boy bayoimahu v'azavtim v'starti panay mehem v'hoya lechol. ומצאו רבוי רוס רבויס ויצורויס ואמר ביום ההוא הלא כי אין אלוקי בקרבי מצאוני הרויס האלה. And I'm going to get very angry on that day, an earlier pasuk, and I'm going to abandon you, and I'm going to hide my face from you, and you are going to be devoured, and many evils and troubles are going to find you, befall you, and you are going to say on that day, because God is not among me, all of these evils have found me. So here also, we have umitzu ros rabos vitzaros, and there's an inyan of eved sherabo mamtzilo. We have the same inyan we have in verse 21, with the same words, that if your master gave you such tzaros, you have any takana, you're finished. So why do we wait till the later pasuk, when it would have been relevant, it's already relevant on the earlier pasuk? Ayin Sham, Vayinad Bikli Yakar, who asks, how does Rabbi Yochanan say, Eved Sherabo Mamtzilo, but his Baruch Hu is not Mamtzi Ros? It's a verse in Eicha, Halo, Mipi Elyon Lo Teitze HaRos. It doesn't come from from God. It doesn't come directly from God. It's because God is hiding his face because of man's deeds. But the pasuk says, Mipiel and Lotei Tzaros. Ayin Sham, B'divrei HaKli Yoko. So we have one kasha, why Rabbi Yochanan waited for the later pasuk to cry when it already says the same thing in the earlier pasuk. And also, don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzaros come because he's hiding his face. It's like two people want to make a bagel. So one guy says to his friend, let's bake a bagel together. You make the circle and I'll make the hole. So the circle is the world, is the good. That's what Hashem makes. And then the absence of Hashem is the evil. Obviously, it also says in the pasuk, Borei Ra. Yotzer Baruch Hoshech Hashem Borei Ra. He's saying, Davening Borei Sekol, this is Borei Ra. But that can be understood to mean that he created the world, and there's a possibility for evil, and this evil comes about when Hashem hides his face. And not that it's coming directly from him. So we'd see in this parasha. In this parasha it says Mefurish, that's because of the Hester Panim. Now, here in the pasuk, so why does the pasuk say Evitcha Rabo Mamtzilo? Don't blame the Rabo, don't blame the master. He's not Mamtzilo. And you can also say it's because of, like some Mefurishim on the pasuk in Yov say, it's because of man's actions. Because the pasuk says, Mipiel Yom Lotei Tzaros V'atov. Well, so good, because it's all man's actions. So why are you saying that it's his master's fault? It says here in the pasuk, "Aloki ein alokai b'kirbi, mitzauni aros ha'ela," like we just read in verse 17. That it says that because God is not among me, all of these evils have befallen me. So we have to understand. At the beginning of the pasuk, it says, "Mitzu rabos ros rabos fitzaros." First, it says that what found me? Many evils and troubles and sorrows. The end, it says, you know why this is happening? Because God is not among me. All of these rows are happening. What happened to the tzaros? The first part of the pasuk in the Reisha talks about the tzaros. And then in the Sefer, it only talks about the rows. Because if God is not among me, we have all these rows. Where did the tzaros go? We also have to understand, it says rows, rabos, v'tzaros. Why does it say rabos in the middle? It should say rows, v'tzaros, rabos. Many rows and tzaros. Many evils and troubles. Why does it say no? Many evils, and rows, rabos, many evils, and also tzaros. But they're not many tzaros, they're only many rows. Why is the rabos in between rows and tzaros? The Maharshah and the Rif and the Inyankif and Chagiga write that was what was bothering the Gemara. The Gemara says, what does it mean, rows, rabos, for tzaros? Mar was bothered by the Lashon of the Pasuk that it says Ros Ravos, but not Tzaros Ravos, just Vitzaros. So Rav there explains that Rois Shanas Nutzaros Zulazu. It's a Ra. There are many Ros, and they are mutually exclusive. They don't work well together. What does that mean? Somebody who's stung by a hornet and a scorpion, the sting of a hornet must be treated only with a cold ointment, while that of a scorpion must be treated with a hot ointment. As these medicaments are mutually exclusive, one cannot treat both stings at the same time. So that is the rose rabbit. Sometimes we can have many troubles, and these troubles are going to be mutually exclusive. You can't, like a lot of things in life, you have two problems, and if you try to solve one problem, then it's going to cause you a problem in area B. And if you try to solve the second problem, then it's going to cause you a problem in area A. So you're darned if you do, and you're darned if you don't. Oily mi yitzur, oily mi yotzur, between a rock and a hard place. So that was apparently the Gemara's kasha, which led the Gemara to say that's going to be that's what's happening over here. You're having many rows, and the rows are tzara zulazu. And that sugya brings another example. It's rows rabbis for tzaras. Zeh mamtzi mos laani b'shas doichkoi. This is somebody, you know what's going to be so terrible? Somebody gives money to a poor person at his time of need. Tosis explains the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Shmuel is relating to what it says in the Pasuk, Ros Rabbis Fitzaros. So Shmuel explains that it's talking about somebody who was grabbed by the governor, by the government or governor, and for money. And then his friend said to him, listen, let me lend you money and your land will be a lien. I'll have a lien on your land when I lend you this money. And if he didn't give him the money, then the governor would be lighter on this person because he's poor. But now that he has the money, he has to pay the whole thing. So now he's to pay more, and now he has a lien on his land. Ayin sham b'divrei ha'Tosfos. So the Maharsha asks, what does this have to do with Ros Rabbis Fitzaros? How does this explain the Ros Rabbis Fitzaros? Previous case, I get it. There are many rows. You're going to have contradictory rows, and therefore they're tzara zulizu. They're mutually exclusive. But how does that explain this Gemara? The Moshe was tofes the guy, and then somebody else lent him money, and if he wouldn't have given him, then the Moshe would have gone easier on him. How does that explain Ros Rabbis Fitzaros? Kliyakar also asks, Lashana Kliyako, Divrei Shmuel Tumu Mod Lefraish Pazgal Mavel Ani B'Shaz Dachko. What does it mean? Somebody lends an ani when he's poor? Like says the Kliyakar, all the tochachos are not going to bring him back to the good, but this is going to bring him back to tshuva? That somebody lends him money when he's in a dire straits, and not beforehand. And then he's going to say, oh, God isn't among me. That's why I have so many tzaras. V'yiratzen shelo tiyal Yisrael tzar gadol. We should never have a bigger tzar than this. This is lo nora. Lo nora that somebody lends money to a poor person at his time of need. So how is this included in the parasha? Zayit gefrek the kli yoko. In Pasuk Yitches, it says, v'anochi aster aster panay be'yomo al kol aro asher asa ki panay aloim acherim. And I'm going to hide my face on that day on all the evil that he did, that the Jewish people did, because he turned to foreign gods. The Chorot Tarot to understand that Ramban is already omit on this. This pasuk was said after Vamar Biyamu Al Kein Olokai V'Kirbi, after the Jews said that because God is not among me, all of these tzaras are happening to me. Since God is not among me, God, tzaras are happening to me. And then the next pasuk says, Vayter, I'm going to hide my face on that day because if you're evil, you turn to idols. Yeah, but we just did tshuva. What do you want from us? We did tshuva. So how come in the pasuk after tshuva, it says that God's going to hide his face? So the Ramban says, no, it's not talking about the tshuva, it's talking about Zman HaGeula, but that's not the mashmos of the pasuk. Pshat the pasuk is, after they did tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hide their face. What did they do wrong? Ayin b'zeh Baruch Hayim HaKadosh, also looking at Baruch Hayim HaKadosh, who asks, what's the capable of Anoche Haster Astir? What's the double Hester? And also we have to understand, Al Kol Hara Asher Asa Kipana Eloi Macherim. And all the evil that he did because he turned to foreign gods, we already see earlier, Psukim Tezayin Yudzayin, that since they served Avodah Zarah, Vazavtim Vistati Panay Mehem. And I abandon you, and I hid my face from you. So what's being added over here? When it says, I'll call Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Yastir Astir Pana. It already says earlier, Vazavtim Vistati Panay Mehem. And what's the arichos in the pasuk? To explain again what the anochi aster aster. Right, it says in the pasuk, "Vanochi aser tzir panai biyom al kol rashi asa kipana lo ay mecherim." We already know that earlier. So you have a whole, just a repetition here, and all our richos again to explain why Vanochi aser aser. We already know, because the Jewish people served idols. What does it say in pasuk Tazayin? Hashem says to Moshe, you're going to go to sleep with your fathers, you're going to die, and then the Jewish people are going to zanach or elenech, they're going to prostitute after the gods of the land. Vazavani. They're going to abandon me. And they're going to revoke my covenant that I made with him. So we already know what's going to happen. So why does it repeat it here in pasuk Yudches, Vanochi Aster Aster Panai Bayom Hu'al Kol Rashi Rasa Ki Panai Lo Emacherim. We already know that earlier. Beautiful. So we have our work cut out for us. So, as is the Derech of Jews, we'll answer a question or hear many questions with a question. L'chor, we have to understand what it says in Pasuk Yitzayim, Vazavtim, and I'm going to abandon you, Vistati Panai Mehem, and I'm going to hide my face from you, V'haya Lechol, you're going to be consumed. What does it mean, V'haya Lechol? So again, Chagiga talks about this, what it means, V'haya Lechol. So ask the Alshich. When it says V'haya Lechol, that should apparently be included in the Ros Rabos. It says Ros Rabos Vitzaros. So V'haya Lechol, you're going to be devoured, should be included in that. Also the Alshich asks, after already says V'azavtim, which is more than Astaras Panim, how does it say afterwards, in addition to V'azavtim, Gam V'astarti Panai Mehem? It already says V'azavtim. Once I leave you, then of course I'm going to hide my face. He's already gone. Once he's already gone, there's no hiding face. He's gone. That's the Alshich's Kasha. So maybe we can say what this means is that there's a nature in the world. Mitzateva olam umorosav. There are always bad stuff that happens. Stuff happens in life. That's the nature of life. Life is tough. Life is rough. Life is difficult. Life is a challenge. And everybody has it and everybody knows it. And that's just the way things are. It's the way God created the world. Just when we do Ritzono Shel Makom, there's a special Ha'oras Panim. There's a special shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Jewish people. And we are guarded from the evil things that happen at this time. And we could say that the Inyan of Vehester Panim is only what it says Vazavtim. What does it mean Vazavtim? Vazavtim means that there is no longer going to be a Shmira that we have, that God guards us, preserves us, when there is ha'oras panim. And because of this, they are going to have, not, they are not going to be saved from all of the difficulties of the time. That's what means vazavtim. And then on this, the pasuk tells us that not only are they going to have through this hester panim, a vazavtim, not only is this hester panim, they're not going to have ha'oras panim. Ha'oras panim saves us from the natural tsaras that come upon people in this world. That's what the Ha'aras Panim does. But now it goes further, and there's also going to be, not only is there going to be a Vazavtim because of this Hester Panim, not only is God going to abandon us, but it's also going to be Vahaya Lecho. What does it mean, Vahaya Lecho? Just like food. That you look for food, and you find it because of the need that you have for food. And so too with B'nai Yisrael, that the roes, the evil, are going to seek out the Jewish people and find them. And not only is it a lack of shmira, that we're going to have the automatic stuff that generally happens in life by nature, by the general laws of nature that Hashem put in the world, there's going to be additional stuff that's going to happen here, additional difficulties. So that's what it says, that there are going to be two things going on over here. V'achora api b'yoimahu. Not only is there going to be v'azavtim, not only am I going to leave them when they have this v'estarti panai mehem, but also v'haya lecho. This hastaras panim is going to bring not only that we're left, first v'azavtim, and then, in addition to that, there's also going to be v'haya lecho. We're going to be consumed, meaning like food. So they're going to search, the evil is going to search after us like somebody searches for food. So So it's not just going to be the regular bad stuff that happens to us. There are going to be additional terrible things that are going to happen to us. Shalom Darko Shalom, like the Holocaust, right? Some people lost their faith in God because of the Holocaust. Some people gained faith in God because of the Holocaust. How did something so extraordinary, so irrational, so it makes absolutely no sense? How did this happen to Africa, to the Jewish people, many times in history? Just things that make no sense happen to the Jewish people, for better or for worse, right? So that's what the Pasuk is saying here. Not only is bad stuff going to happen, but stuff that is completely out of the ordinary, completely unexpected, is going to happen. And the explanation is that the Jewish people, because of our maila, because we're so special, we are misnaged l'ra. We are against evil. And our mitzias is a stira, is a contradiction to ra, to evil. And therefore, ra follows the Jewish people. We are against ra. Like Yamach Shemo the Sutton said, who was the leader of the German people, that the Jewish people are the conscience of the world. So he wants to get rid of this conscience, of this good. Ra, evil, seeks out good, to destroy good, to devour good. And because of this, if there's no special hashgacha of Hashem to guard the Jewish people, that Hester Panim, then Mela, the Ros, are going to seek out the Jewish people. And they don't have the anhag of the other Umos, that there's no special evil that looks out for them. Where the Jewish people, the evil is searching for the Jewish people. It's trying to find the Jewish people. Right? There's so much good. The evil, the Tzadhara, can't take it. You can explain this Kabbalistically also. The Tzadhara can't take it. So it searches out for the good to destroy it. And that corresponds to what it says in the Pasuk. 16, Tazayin, Vazavani, and you're going to leave me. Ve'efa Ratzborisi, Ashil Karati, Ito. And you're going to revoke the covenant that I made with you. The Al-Sheikh asks. It already says, V'zana al-Achrei Eloheinecha Ha'aretz. You are going to prostitute after the foreign gods of the land. So Memela Azavani is included in this. Memela Bezav Azavani. You're going to abandon me. So why does it have to all say Vazavani? What's Vizano? Vizano is an aziva. Like when a woman cheats on her husband. So this is once she's gone, she left him. Right. So what do you need the extra aziva? And he also asks, why does it say Vehefer Esprisi? It's also included in what it says earlier. Of course, when you follow foreign gods and you leave me, you're revoking my covenant. Ayin Shem B'divrei Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. So the answer is that the Pasuk is not just telling us what they did, but rather what is implicit in what they did, what is encapsulated in what they did. And that is, what did they do? They did vizanum, they prostituted after foreign gods. They went after foreign gods. So what is encapsulated in that? What is that? What is implicit in that action of azavani? That we left God, that we sinned. The mice is the mice of being zayne. Achare Elohei Anecha Haaretz, to follow the foreign gods of the land. And then, Vazavani, we abandon God. And that implies that we're not with God anymore. The act, the mice is the mice of Avodah Zarah. And what's implicit in this mice is Vazavani, the sin. And Memela, that's going to bring the outcome of Vazavtim, that God's going to leave us, that it says in verse 17. And we're not going to have a special hashgacha, special divine providence, to guard us from the pigei hazman. But in addition to that, there's going to be this inyan of ve'hefer es brisi itam. Ve'hefer es brisi asher karati ito. It's going to bring this revoking of the covenant that Hashem made with us. And from this, what's going to be the outcome? V'stalti panai mehem. God's going to hide his face, and through that, we are going to be devoured. So that's what it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin. God is going to, his wrath is going to be fueled on that day, va'azavtim, and I'm going to abandon the Jews. They abandon me, and I'm going to abandon them. And then they're not going to have any special hashgacha. And then ve'astati panai mehem, I'm going to hide my face. In other words, since we revoked God's covenant, he is going to hide his face. And what's going to happen then is, v'hayalechol, Umitsa'u tsaris rabos veros. Vayalecho. It's first vayalecho, we're going to be consumed. Umitsa'u ros rabos. That the Heferis Brisi corresponds to what's special about the Jewish people, that we have a bris with Hashem. On the other hand, that's our maila, that we have a bris with Hashem. That's also what's special about us. But we have no special hashgacha that comes because of our bris. This bris, this covenant, is a reason for what it says in the pasuk, that God's going to hide his face, and then it's going to mamish be terrible. Like we explained, that the rose are going to seek them out, they're going to come in an irregular way, in an extraordinary way, because the bris is a reason for all of this evil coming upon us. And on the other hand, it prevents the evil because sometimes God shines his face. And when we revoke God's covenant, we have this reason. Without the Shmira, we don't have the Shmira anymore. We have this Siba for Pegiyas Hara. But Mitzad Sheni, in the meantime, we don't have to worry about the Ra because we're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So everything is hunky and dory. But the moment we leave the covenant, we abandon the covenant, we abandon Hashem, and we follow the idols, now, not only is Hashem going to stop guarding us, and we're going to have the usual evils, we're going to have even worse. We're going to have a Hayalecho. We're going to be consumed. The evil is going to seek us out, and it's going to hit us. It's going to smite us in an extraordinary way. And that's a Hayalecho. So we're going to, the regular stuff is going to happen to us. And a lot more than that. Vazavtim, we're going to lose the regular Hashgacha. And then we're also going to have the Vistarati Panay Mehem and the Mitzu Raos Rabos. And this hiding of Hashem's face is going to lead, because we were so close before, we had Hashem's Ha'aretz Panim. And now we lost that Ha'aretz Panim. So Mamela, we're going to get all these terrible things that are out of the ordinary. Not what other nations get. And according to this, it would appear that indeed, Raos, Shehu Mashem Mevi Ha'ro Aleim Behestel Panim, Havale Ros Rabos. So yeah, we're going to have many, many Ros. In other words, we're going to have an irregular amount of Ros that come because the Pigei Azman. That's the Ros. Many, many Ros. More than normal, more than any other nation. But Tzaris is not the same thing as Ros. Ros is Ra. Why is Ra? Ra is going to seek us out because we're Tov. Am Yisrael, the Mahuso is Tov. We're good, and we're supposed to be good. Ra seeks us out when we're not good. Ra looks at him, so as long as we're good, so God guards us. Ra is always seeking us out, but Hashem guards us. But the moment we stop being Tov, because we have such a special covenant with Hashem, because we have so much potential, the Ra then goes ahead and seeks us out to destroy us. However, when there's Haras Panim, Hashem guards us. But the moment we lose our Haras Panim, then the Ra seeks us out. There's going to be this Hester upon him. There's going to be no more Shmira. And Memela, there's going to be terrible, terrible evil. It's going to come upon us, even worse than normal. Right, we did Vazavuni. Keneged this is going to come Vazavtim. So what's going to be many? What's going to be many is the Rose. It's going to be many as the Ros. We're going to have many evils because we're good, but not Tzaris. Because Ra is Keneged Tov. Evil opposes good. So therefore the evil is going to seek us out. We're going to have an extraordinary amount of evil. We're going to have an irregular amount of evil because we're good. That's why it says Ros Rabos. And then what's the Tzaris? We're not going to have Tzaris Rabos. We're just going to have the regular amount of Tzaris that people have in the world. That's why it says Ros Rabos and not Tzaris Rabos. And on that it says, V'amar Bayomahu, Aloki Alkein Elokai. We're saying Pashup Shah in the Pasuk here, not Lefit Rosh Hashagamah. We're saying Pshut Hashem Mikra. We're going to have Ros Rabos because we're Tov, because we have a special covenant with God. And Memela, when we're not good, we lose our Hester Pun, we lose our Haras Pun, and we lose Hashem's shining face. So we get an extra amount of evil connected to our good. But what about the tsaris? Tsaris is going to be regular. No, we're going to have a regular amount of tsaris. Like everybody else has, we're going to have tsaris like everybody else has. Ra, the musig of Ra, seeks out good. But tsaris we're going to have like everybody else, since Hashem removed his hester upon him. That's why it says Ros Rabos, but not tsaris Rabos, just Ros Rabos and tsaris. And then it says, and then we're going to say, because God is not among me, the evils have found me. It doesn't say, because it's the pasuk is talking about the fact that we are special to Hashem. We're miyuchat to Hashem. He's my God. Oh, our God is not among us? That's why we have these rows. Since we're so special to Hashem, we have an extraordinary amount of rows. But the tsaros are going to be like everybody else has tsaros. That's not a raya that we're especially close to Hashem. The ros are a raya that we're our proof that we're especially close to Hashem. And that's why we say, oh, because God isn't among us. Normally Hashem is among us. We're so close to Hashem. And now Hashem is not among us. That's why we have so many tsaros now. So that's all talking. That's why so many ros now. That's all talking about the realm of ros, because we're so good, because we're so close to Hashem. And that's why we're going to say, oh, because Hashem isn't with us now. Before, and he was with us. But now he's not with us. That's why we have so many tsars. That's why we have so many tsars. That's why we have so many rows. Hashem isn't with us. But the tsaros, it doesn't say because God isn't among us, we have so many tsaros. Because the tsaros we're having like everybody else. The tsaros we're having are not a reflection of our unique relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The rows we're having, that is a reflection of our unique relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it says, so that's Pilei Plos, Haflei Vafele. You have to define what the difference between Ros and Saros are. But at least now we understand that there, obviously the Gemara, the Torah is telling us there are two different things. That's why it says both Lashonos. And Ra is a different musik, a different concept than Saras. And therefore the Ra's are seeking us because Ra is against Tov and we're Tov. And that's why the Ra is seeking us out in a unique way. So it emerges according to this that we still have to define what's in between Ra's and Saras. What are the many Ra's we're going to have as opposed to the regular amount of Saras we're going to have?